Blog Talk Radio.
This is your announcer, Chuck Landington. It's time for the Metal Injection live cast. But first, a bit of advice. Last week, there was way too much Chew content. Please scale back the Hebrew, you menorah-loving yitz. I felt like I was at a bar mitzvah on mushrooms. And now, here's the show.
A bar mitzvah on mushrooms.
His voice was very cracky. Oh my God.
He's still on mushrooms. That's why.
Hey, that's lots of good times here on the Metal Injection live, because we have a full house. A full house. We have DJ. We have Michelle. We have Stephanie.
That's so corny, right?
Yeah. A show full house.
Try again, Uncle Jesse.
Remember?
Try again.
I was just gonna make a cut it out reference. Totally beat me to it. Good thing you're not. Your mic isn't up, so. I'm gonna make the reference. Remember,
oh.
Cut it out. Yes.
You guys are supposed to do that in pre-production.
There you go. A little behind the scenes. A little behind the scenes pre-production here on the Metal Injection Lockdown.
Or lack thereof.
Or
very, very.
In front of the scenes. Yeah, that's true.
The Iron Sheik Mega Man.
Oh, is that what that is? It sounds like the Kung Fu game for Nintendo. I really thought that's what it was.
All right, so we have a full house today. Rob, Sid, Darren, Noah. We have our new permanent guest.
Brand new.
Actually,
permanent guest.
I'm just going to be here today.
No, not you. Our new co-host. The fans demanded it. We made it happen. Sean, you're our new sort of.
Thanks. He's like our Artie Lang.
I'm still waiting to get Hayes.
Well, that's actually what today's about. Could you please turn around, drop your pants, and get ready to get paddled?
I can do that. Is that a giant
Noah is very excited.
You could just buy us pizza.
Oh. Yeah, that's the thing. You got to buy us.
I'd rather take the water bottle.
Do it both at the same time.
You don't know what they're really going to do with that big water bottle.
Oh, you're gonna take the water bottle.
It's a pizza enema.
I think that's what my joke was, actually.
Oh.
What's Bruno doing now? Oh, that's fine.
There's got to be food in there. He's going to eat your weed.
How does Rob not have food in his room? I don't believe that.
That dog's going to find the dead Chippendale dancers.
Hey, Rob.
I'm going to see if I can delay on this.
What's the difference between a hooker and an onion?
What?
You don't cry when you chop up a hooker.
It's true. Someone in the chat was asking what kind of dog Bruno is, Noah. What kind of dog is he?
He's like a beagle, right? A spaniel?
I think he's an English foxhound / beagle. Because
yeah, he's a beagle.
He's like a beagle.
No, because beagles are more stocky than he is. He's very lean.
You keep him in shape.
He looks facially like a beagle.
I feed him. He eats better than I eat.
Take a picture of him and put it in the chat.
Yeah.
Twit pick it. So while Noah twit picks, we'll just have dead air. So
really, just twit pick that photo of that dog eating that guy's asshole from a few weeks ago.
Yes.
Chicken. What were they called again?
I don't remember.
Chips and sandwiches.
Something like that. It was awful. Oh, it was awful.
We have a phone number here at the Metal Injection Livecast. Our number is 646-929-1357. We're going to take one of our callers right now. 801.
Let's wrap it up.
You're on the livecast. 801, what is your name? Where are you from?
Hartman, your senior drill instructor.
Hello.
What's your name, fat buddy?
Oh, he's playing clips from Full Metal Jacket. Let's hang up on
it. All right. Goodbye.
You can't. If you're gonna do that, you gotta get a good soundboard.
Or just get your phone close enough to the speaker that it.
Yeah, you gotta work out some pre-production. Maybe call a friend, put it up, and be like, "How does this sound? Does it sound good?" You know, we're pretty big on production here at the Livecast, as we've already established. So we expect our callers to be too. Right, guys?
I'm shocked that Shlomo isn't calling. I don't see his number up there.
Yeah, I thought
he'd be right up there.
I would think he would call right away. Shlomo, of course, for all of you that didn't tune in last week, is a fan of ours who also lives in Brooklyn, who is of Jewish descent.
Wait, how old is he?
17. He said he's 17 and that he is deaf in one ear.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
And blind in the other one.
He's blind in one ear?
Yes.
Anyways, Shlomo kind of took over the show. I guess he's on the phone right now. I guess we'll take this because I do have something I'd like to say to Shlomo.
I was being sarcastic before when I said that.
When
you
say it to him, can you use your auto tune?
Can you use your inside voice?
I'd like to have one person be audible. Like, we're not going to understand what Shlomo's saying. Let's at least understand what Rob is saying.
All right. Shlomo,
okay.
Are you there?
Yeah, hello, Rob.
Hi, how are you, Shlomo?
Good.
Yeah.
Why is he so low?
Yeah, why is he so
hello.
Low?
Hello! Hello!
Our end and not the caller's end, and we hung up on that guy for the wrong reasons.
Why are you so low-mo, Shlomo?
Is the
hello?
We're not looking all the way? Or
I'm hold screaming on, here! Time. Screaming here!
Shlomo?
Since we can't hear Shlomo.
Yeah. Oh, that's better.
Ah, there we go.
I was going to simulate what he sounds like.
Do it.
Shlomo, are you there?
I thought maybe.
Yeah, I'm out of here.
For hearing things the way he hears them.
Oh.
Well, we passed that test.
Well, Shlomo, it's been a crazy week for you. You are pretty much a celebrity at this point. Is that true?
Kind of, yes. Middle of everybody calling me obnoxious and such.
I know.
No.
Obnoxious, talking shit. Public propaganda and such. Libertarian, hitting corporations,
Shlomo,
I heard blintzes.
Shlomo,
hello?
Buddy.
Hello?
Is your sister there?
Yeah.
Is she a fan of the livecast too? Is she listening?
No.
No.
Why not?
Because my phone, and because he doesn't really care, and she listens to Paramore, which is suck and such. She listens to sucky music, like Panic at Disco.
Oh, she likes disco.
Panic at Disco.
Anyway, what I was going to say, Shlomo, is you've been going a little nuts on our forums. And I think you need to calm down a little, Shlomo, if you want to hang out. You know, be cool, man.
I am cool.
You're definitely not being cool.
Be cool, bro.
You're just spamming. You're spamming the forum.
He's spamming the forum with, like, right-wing
propaganda.
It's not an agenda. It's opinion.
It's a pendulum?
It's not your opinion.
Opinion.
It's Wikipedia opinion.
Yeah, it's not your opinion at all. Yeah,
maybe that speaks for him better than he could put it himself.
Yeah, because I don't like to write.
I don't like to write.
Shlomo, listen to me. Are you listening?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I want you to repeat something after me. If you don't do it, you're banned from the show, okay?
Okay.
I will. No, not I. I will. Not. Spam.
Spam.
The Metal Injection Forum.
The Metal Injection Forum.
Close enough.
I think that might be helpful.
Yeah, I don't think that's legally binding.
I am I am spamming it. I didn't even know.
What? Well, that's why we're telling you because you didn't know.
I want you to, Shlomo, I want you to take a pen and write on your mother's shmata 100 times. I will behave in the method of action form.
Okay. Anyway.
I want you to stand in the corner and wear a dunce yarmulke. Will you do this?
Yarmulke with the Knicks logo on or something. I know those were popular back in the day.
You're not, no, because of the spamming 1 week with no klezmer, okay?
Ha ha, I don't like klezmer.
The last you're going to hear of teetle, teetle, teetle.
I don't like klezmer.
Oh, in that case, let me play it again for you.
Turn it up.
Okay, okay, anyway, I found something interesting.
Found something interesting?
Yes.
Was it an acoustic version of Teetle Teetle?
No, it's in the Weird But True in the New York Post.
Hey.
Tradition.
Hello. Hi, man. Teetle 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 Teetle.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello. Yes. Hey. I found.
Well.
I found something interesting.
What?
It's a article in Weird But True.
Okay,
is and the word it's pretty interesting. Don't mess with this guy. An Englishman tagged with a mundane moniker, Richard Smith.
Stop. Why don't you just summarize it in one sentence for us?
Okay, an English guy changed his name legally to Stormhammer Deathclaw Firebrand.
Stormhammer Deathclaw Fireman?
Firebrand.
Firebrand.
Firebrand. I still think Max Power is a better name.
Yeah. That is pretty interesting. All right, thank you for sharing that, Shlomo.
He should probably just cut and paste that on the forums.
And once again, our number is 646-929-1357. Noah, what are you drinking over there?
Looks like doo-doo. Grape jism.
More delicious than doo-doo.
Oh, it actually is purple. You've tasted doo-doo?
No.
How do you know if it's more delicious?
It took you a while.
Yeah, that was a big pause there.
It smells better.
Yeah, if you haven't eaten shit, probably your answer is going to be just like that.
Yeah, I have to just make sure. I didn't want to lie.
That's a good point. Yeah, she's honest. All right.
My memory's not that great.
Do dingleberries count? With the shit or the...
Not as delicious as it looks.
Did you just think it was doo-doo, Darren, because it's in the Yankees cup?
Yeah.
I put it in the Yankees cup on purpose to irritate Darren.
It doesn't irritate me at all.
I know how strongly he feels against
it. It doesn't
Yankees.
Irritate Darren yet. That's the first thing that he mentioned. Sid mentioned it. I'm sorry.
It's easy to get them confused.
For the record, it tasted like cake batter and melted plastic.
You had me at cake batter.
It looks like you took a grimace from McDonald's commercials and put them in a blender.
Yeah. That's exactly what I did. It's vanilla powder from my protein shake, and then I blended it with blueberries, raspberries, and strawberries. Just to try to make it taste better. But
dingleberries.
Dingleberries, what?
Yeah.
And dingleberries. It's my berry smoothie.
Bruno berries.
All right, we have 801 back on the line.
Take two.
Let's see if this works out. 801, are you there?
I am Gunnery Sergeant Hartman, your senior drill instructor.
Hello, Sergeant Hartman.
What's your name, fat buddy?
Sir, Private Pyle, sir.
You're so ugly you could be a modern art masterpiece.
Sir, yes, sir.
Do you suck dick?
Sir, no, sir.
Bullshit, I'll bet you
can
suck a golf ball through a garden hose.
Sir, no, sir.
Hell, I like you. You can come over to my house and fuck my sister.
Ah, wonderful.
One of my favorite
you
ones.
You climb obstacles like old people fuck. You know that, Private?
All right, we get it.
Was that from Toy Story 2 or 1?
Yes, 2. I think it was 2.
Who the fuck said that?
Sir, Lonnie said it, sir.
Hold on.
I'll fucking send you. I will PT you all until you fucking die. I'll PT you and take your asshole for fucking buttermilk.
All right. The Livecast program director in the chat is giving us the wrap-up signal for the caller.
And he hung up before we had the chat hang up.
Yeah, Sean, you know, you really slacked on that.
Yeah,
sometimes
you just got to grab the mouse from Noah, Sean, if you're really, like...
Is that like a...
Got to pull the euphemism?
Yeah, just wrap your fingers around Noah's mouse.
Stroke and fraud?
Yes.
Well, we made 18 minutes.
Why are people talking about hockey
in the chat room?
I don't give a shit.
Wait, hockey's not sexy. Let me turn this off.
So, what else happened this week? What's going on in the world?
Rob, you never introduced me.
You never
introduced me.
And
he has a purpose today.
Nope.
He does? What?
I never really have a purpose.
We all have a purpose.
You do have a purpose.
Well, sitting in on this week's show is the guy that was in the same bed as Sid when Sid had that
bad
dream.
Can't you just cut it off there and that's enough? The guy who was in bed with Sid, like, that's it.
Wait, was it you that masturbated next to him?
Yes.
That was not me. That was actually...
Sid had the wet dream.
He was the masturbator.
Was it like a manual or like a mattress humping? Like,
weren't you here like last time we went over this?
He never thought like, Wait a minute. You mattress hump?
I was wondering. It's because like, I feel like...
I didn't know that was a thing.
There was no mattress humping.
No. So, I mean, you'd probably wake up easier with...
Anyway, Lonnie's here. Lonnie's
here. Sid's like his mattress like, though. What?
Sean just likes to hear the story.
Right.
Yeah. He writes fan fiction about it.
I was actually testing Rob's memory there if he was going to introduce me in that way, and you succeeded for once in your life.
Oh, let's go.
Yo. Come on, guys.
Anyway, Lonnie's here.
Oh, very nice. Good intro, Lonnie.
Hi, Lonnie.
Oh, that's right. We also have a pair of tickets to give away.
That is his purpose.
Oh, right. Yeah. That is my purpose.
Oh, that's right. Lonnie brought presents.
It's not protecting a weird light.
Primal Fear is playing on May 20th, I believe.
Yeah, I think that's right. You have the piece of paper that I gave you and you lost. At the Gramercy.
What do they sound like? What kind of band are they?
I don't really remember.
Power metal-ish.
Yeah, power metal-ish.
Are they like Primal Scream?
Why don't we just play it? We have a computer.
Fear's Primal Queen.
And they're also playing with two other bands.
Get Out of Town.
Yeah. Yeah, that are opening. That'd be part of the ticket giveaway.
Is this like a new thing? Not just having one band? Is that a new thing?
It might be. I don't know.
I hope it doesn't catch on. I hate sitting through openings.
Someone in the chat room just said Lonnie's pissed we're talking about hockey because the Rockford IceHogs got swept in the playoffs.
That did not really happen.
Hold on. Breaking news. The bands opening for Primal Fear are Havoc and Dez Demon.
Awesome.
No idea.
Love those guys.
That's not Dez Demon.
Dez Demon.
Vic Damone.
Vic Damone opening for... All right. Let's play a little Primal Fear.
These guys used to be called Crowbar?
No, Wild Stallion.
With a Y. Wild with a Y.
Would this the singer look like a fat Stone Cold Steve Austin? Because that's what the singer Crowbar looks like.
No, this is totally up your alley.
I was just going
to...
That happens when I talk. I was just going to say, I was going to check my calendar to see what I'm doing on the 20th, and then I was going to offer myself with the ticket.
Oh!
You did bad. Oh.
You just raised the stakes, baby.
The phones are lighting up.
Yeah.
I'd like to follow up again.
Call in right now.
Well, you heard it here. Noah will go to the show with you. Well, not necessarily with you. She'll be in the same room.
Yep, and she'll have sex with you.
Noah will have sex with you in the mosh pit for Primal
We said it on the air now, so we're kind of binding by
this. It's going to be like a Metal Wears Waldo.
What else are you going to do when Havoc is on?
Or Desdemon.
I'm not going to be there for Havoc.
No, I know, because you're going to be fucking whoever you're with.
Yeah, I can totally go, though.
There we go. So, Primal Fear, give us a call.
Take it to you.
Thrash it.
All right, we're done with that.
Tickets from Live Nation, May 20th.
Let's see what
Gramercy
Demon
place.
Sorry, Bonnie. Gramercy Theatre.
Thanks. Yeah.
You're looking up Desdemon.
No. Oh, you want me to do it?
I'll look it up.
Got it.
And stay tuned to Metal Injection for more ticket giveaways.
Oh, wow.
Desdemon.
I think they were on the show once.
So, I got it up.
Yeah, does that bring us into our NBA playoff discussion?
not quite yet. But,
only wrestling, apparently.
Yeah,
oh,
wrestling
really?
Is the only sport we cover on the live cast. So I got...
Sorry, 80s wrestling.
How about that Duke the Dumpster Drosy?
Yeah, right?
This is Desdemon. I think Noah already likes this.
But it seems to fade away.
What does he look like?
That's what she cares
about. I'm sure. I'm sure.
It's black and power metal from Westchester.
I'm gonna seek a little further in.
Okay. Go to Iago.
Oh,
is that a woman?
I think someone stepped on his balls during the recording.
Yeah, we need to see pictures because I can't tell if that was a man or a woman.
There's a woman on the cover, but I think that's meaningless.
This is even too corny for me.
I'd wrap up signal to the fan.
I don't know if any of
it's a woman.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Is she Asian?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good call.
So this is like a nerdier Evanescence, basically.
Sure.
These tickets could be yours if you give us a call. 646-929-1357.
Hang out with Noah.
The band we just shat on. We're getting away tickets for it.
Well, there's just the opener.
Well, they're no Primal Fear.
You just show up in
sounded time. Better.
Show up in time for Primal Fear. You don't have to see the opener.
Where is that again?
The Gramercy Theater.
Yeah. On what day?
May 20th.
May 20th, Sean. Are you going to call in to claim the grand prize of tickets and sleeping with Noah?
I will do this.
Rob, can you tell me the set times and load in?
I do not have that information in.
Load in.
I press time.
Yeah, load in. What kind of pyro would it be?
Noah can tell you load in.
I don't like the direction. I don't like the direction this conversation
Noah,
is taking.
Noah, what's your load in time for that show?
Is Ken Pierce going to be at that show? He probably is, right? I would assume. Noah?
Then I am not going to be at that show.
No, a tweet him asking if he's going to be at the show.
No.
Send him a Facebook event.
I think he knows that I've been making fun of him because he kind of like doesn't really say hello to me at shows.
Oh,
no.
Really? You got to.
I'm okay with that though.
Can you wear a wire though, like, and flirt with him and see how that goes?
I think we know how that would go.
You know what? I'd feel too dirty doing that.
Oh. Wow.
Too dirty. Dirty.
I thought you're willing to go the extra mile for the show.
Only if Rob goes tanning.
I'm totally going tanning next week with you, Noah. We're totally going to do it. We're going to do it. I'm going to do it for the show.
I'll be the one that fits your
truck. Oh, yeah, look. We ordered something from a place right by the tanning salon.
Is that what you're going to look like afterwards?
That's totally what I'm gonna, I can tan for $1.
What's the fine print? Let me see.
It's called Alaskan tan. I don't think I would trust that. What does that say?
Well, people in Alaska need tans.
That's true.
I mean, when you go to Alaska, I mean,
really. Well, we're not going to go to Alaskan tan. We're going to go to Brooklyn tan on 13th Avenue.
No.
And I'm going to put Rob. And I'm going to put Rob in the booth, and I'm going to take a picture of you.
Naked?
No, no.
Bring your Spanx.
No, it is going to be the standing one. And I'm going to make you hold on to the two rings that you have to put your arms up and hang on to. And I'll take a picture for the live cast, and we'll post
to prove it. Yeah. I don't know if I want to expose the world to my shirtless torso.
But you've been working out. You
is
look
it
a lot
just
better.
Shirtless, or is it going to be like an all-body tan?
Well, April, I'm definitely going all nude for this.
Going with like a sock, like Red Hot Chili Peppers. Like sock.
Yeah.
Rob's going to come out of the tanning booth and immediately get arrested for being a terrorist. Look Iranian all of a sudden.
But that's only because I'm going to call the security.
There he is.
No, I think Rob is going to get really burnt and he's not going to be able to sit down.
Exciting. This really makes me want to go. Except not really.
Who got the idea to go tanning? What is that all about?
Noah is the one that suggested it. Because Noah does it.
I just feel like he's a little pale.
Why don't you go to the beach with him then? Why do you have to go to
because
tanning?
It's too cold to go to the beach.
She doesn't want
to
be seen with him. That's why they're in separate rooms or booths or whatever.
For a second, I was like, wait, who the fuck just said that?
Because she didn't fucking introduce me to her face.
Your inner monologue.
That'd be great if you just had like a track of me talking running in your head.
Yes, I do.
That's crazy.
Indeed.
The White Sox.
Wait, did I say that or did you?
That's confusing.
Once again, our number is 646-929-1357. If you live in New York, we got a pair of Primal Fear tickets coming your way in a little bit.
And we'll give you a coupon for $1 off at Alaskan Sun.
Yeah.
I mean, you're local anyway if you're going to the show, so you might as well.
What if they're flying in to have sex with Noah?
Well, then earlier, Noah's going to want them tan anyway.
Right, so you can just give them.
For the record, I am not having sex with anyone.
So that's just for the record. It's off the record.
She's totally bored.
That's until you see them.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it depends what they look like.
Gotcha.
And their age.
Gramercy Theater has a nice restroom.
Jaden,
you remember that, you guys.
Glory Holland.
Another thing I want to talk about is this announcement that I posted on the site earlier this week about a heavy metal-themed cruise called 7,000 Tons of Metal. It's going to be a metal festival, a four-day metal festival.
I want to go on that.
On a cruise, and it's going to be ridiculous. Like,
can we win this? Is this a giveaway?
There's no giveaway.
Johnny, can you get on that?
Can you get us a ticket to the 7?
I really want to get dysentery while I listen to some
It's pretty ridiculous. It's going to be a four-day cruise. It boards in Miami, and I think there's like a stop in Mexico. But for like the majority of the thing, you're basically in the Gulf of Mexico with there being a metal show at all points of the day.
All creator, all the time.
well, not creator, but Sodom is playing, Amon Amarth. Swashbuckle, okay, Stradivarius.
So is it the Greenland Metal Fest on a boat?
Yes. There's going to be 40 bands. 17 have been announced so far. Death Angel being one of them, and Epica. Like pretty much like very European leading.
Is she going to be in a bikini, do you think?
Oh, man. There's one of the things is like there's no backstage.
Oh,
and,
man.
Wait, and Sid's favorite band, Testament, is going to be on it. Testament is playing, so you could rub elbows with Alex Skolnick's.
Fantastic. Are we also serving drinks between shows?
Well, the total kicker is like the price of admission totally covers all meals on the, you get four meals a day, including a midnight buffet and a limited room service.
But how many of those are?
So who even needs the metal?
This is made up. Is this really?
This is all true. This is all happening.
How much?
It's $666 plus
fuck off.
Plus it's a fucking cruise. Yeah. What do you expect?
It's the onion.
There's still like $250 in taxes in addition to that.
Can we just all go and live tweet it the entire time?
Yeah.
It'll be like a pirate ship of good bands that comes and attacks them and kicks all the fucking shitty bands off the boat.
I would be willing to spend $666 if all you guys.
I think that would be awesome. I'm totally into a metal cruise. I was actually like, man, I would love to go on a cruise. I want to go on a cruise. So this is like the one thing, though, is how are we going to get weed on the cruise?
Shocking, yes. You don't think the bears are going to have any?
One concern.
You put it in a Ziploc bag and put it in a shampoo bottle.
Well, see, we have to fly to Miami, so I'm thinking we would need to get the
road
weed
trip
in Miami.
We don't have to fly. Doesn't the shampoo bottle get through airplane security?
I wouldn't.
It gets through airplane security when you shove it up your ass first, Rob.
Oh, well, there we go. Option done. Done. Problem solved. We have another caller on the line. 802. You're on the live cast. What's up?
Hello?
Who is this? Where are you from? Hello.
This is Ansel. I'm the Devin Townsend's Nassau guy.
Nice.
Wait. This is, what's your name?
Anselm.
No, it's Anselm.
He sent us the parody.
Yeah. Oh, Anselm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I just wanted to see, is anyone going to Maryland Death Fest?
We are not. We are skipping the Death Fest.
Oh, interesting.
Why?
Oh, I had a bunch of Death Fest jokes.
Go ahead.
I was going to ask if you could interview the band Impaled and ask if they have matching carcass tattoos.
Cute. All right, what else?
The biggest carcass ripoff band.
Right, yes.
Yeah, anyway.
What else?
Well, that was it? The only one.
Give him a laugh track for that one.
Wait, say it again. Say the joke again.
If you could ask the band Impaled if they had matching carcass tattoos.
Wow, our crowd loves it.
Yeah,
our crowd
loves
it. The studio audience is, whoa.
I think we have another perfect
self,
guest.
And self. Wow, they're really cheering for you.
Yeah, Sean, get out.
Sean, you're fired. You're the new number five on the Metal Injection Live Cast.
Thank you, Robba. There, I'm done. Goodbye. Good day.
Thank you,
sir.
Calling in. Thank you for your contribution. I kind of wish we were going now. Just so I could ask that question.
Well, the funny thing is, I was actually listening in, and I pressed one with my ear. I was trying to think of something funny to say, and I prematurely called in the show.
Well, do you want to hang up and call back when you can write some material?
I want to write some material. You're satisfied.
All right.
Let's wrap it up.
All right. Thanks a lot, Anselm. He's a good guy, Anselm. Once again, our number is 646-929-1357. The Blackhawk Deathclaw Jones is a big fan of Sean in the chat room, commending him on his wrapping up skills.
I'd like to wrap him up.
Whoa. Hey now. So. Yeah.
And we're back.
What else is going on in the world?
The world of metal.
You want to talk about my cynic Facebook group situation?
Oh, yes, I did. That's what I wanted to talk about. That's totally what I posted about this in the forums, and this is truly why the internet is an amazing place. Let's just sum this up, because at the early stages of the show, we would always get into an argument with Sid about cynic, and Sid hates cynic.
Then he was never really an argument. You guys talked about them a lot because they were the band of the moment for those 3 seconds.
You are.
They weren't the band of the moment. What do you think? They've been around for? Well, they just got back together.
We were talking about them because they were touring.
Yeah.
So that's okay. Band of the moment. The touring band at the moment that everybody was excited about.
Okay. Next.
Okay.
You know, I was like, so what's the big deal with this band? Then you finally played them. And I'm like, yeah, this sucks. Why are you guys so excited about this?
You're very cynical about Cynic.
No.
Yes.
No.
So then Sid is like, you know, I need to start an anti-Cynic Facebook group. And we're like, do it. So then Sid did it. He started about a year ago, and you haven't really been keeping up with it.
Yeah.
And then just yesterday you logged in and you.
First time in like a couple months.
Yeah. First of all, the group had like 70 members.
The last time I checked, it was like 40 something
yeah,
members.
So
it came back and it was like the high 60s or something.
Yeah. So and then you see that actual members of Cynic have joined the group.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, actual members of Cynic have joined the Cynic Sort of Sucks group.
I deleted it, Noah, so don't go looking.
Yeah. so it had to delete it.
I didn't want
but
to have
there are screenshots. There are screenshots in our forum that I've taken of one of them writes, "Ooh, I like that S on my shirt from the Sucks.
Yeah.
It makes me feel like Superman."
Thank you for that, Rob.
That's I did contribute the graphic, although I disagree with what you're saying. I will
you didn't have to
fight for your
that.
Right to say it.
Thank you. You're a proponent of free speech.
Yes.
That.
And then the other guitarist wrote, "Hey guys, just became a member. Let's discuss how much Cynic sucks."
But then I felt like the most.
How many houses were there? How many houses?
It was actually a colon and a D, but I just assumed it was a large smiley face. So. Yeah, pretty awesome. And then
that's so weird because Robin Zielhorst or whatever, he sent me a friend request on Facebook.
Oh my god!
He probably saw that I was a member. Oh my god!
Your life is over.
See, Rob, when I was talking to Rob about this, he's like, "I'm glad I never joined that group." Noah, you're blacklisted.
So this band really blows. What's the story?
Yeah, they're awesome. They're boring. It's like prog noodling.
Oh, it's Frank's band?
No,
I mean, it's like a Frank type of band, not Frank's
except
band.
With no balls, like ballsless, castrated.
I like that Cancer said it would be even more. Cancer Scare said it would be even more funny if the members of Cynic started an anti-Sid group.
Yeah, I agreed with him.
That
I said
hilarious.
There's plenty about me to be anti.
Well, maybe we should create an anti-Sid.
That's not the
live
thing,
cast,
no.
And then I can recommend it to Robin, and maybe he'll join and make up.
I start one about them. They need to start one about me. You're not involved.
I'm anti how charming you are.
Oh, there's plenty you're going to go to.
What I was saying is I'm pretty sure Paul Masvidal saw it, called his dad up, Raul, and now there's probably a hit on Sid's head for starting the Facebook group.
15 people who are in that group are already dead.
It's a good thing I deleted it.
Lonnie, did Live Nation provide you with that stat?
No, they sell tickets to concerts.
I don't know.
I don't know what you're talking about.
A lot of people in the chat room talking shit about Cynic. Yeah. Got more supporters than I knew.
I see one.
No,
that's one is more supporters.
There was a few.
Now everybody in the forum is chiming in with their opinion.
There's one great, one good, one sucks, and meh.
So the metal says, "Sid is allowed to hate Cynic, but if he likes Converge, I take that back."
Now, wait a second. That sucks. That statement sucks.
Sean's a big fan of Converge.
I like Converge, but probably less than the rest of the people here. But I do like them.
I would go on record and say I love them.
There you go.
Fetus Eater says he hates me. Well, Fetus Eater, get ready to be banned from the chat room. No.
Can we do this?
I do have the power to do that. But I only use it in extreme cases.
Like when someone hates you?
For good.
Yeah, with great power comes great responsibility.
Jeez.
My grandfather told me that once. Oh, wait, no, that was Spider-Man's grandfather. I sometimes think I'm Spider-Man.
Sorry, stop listening. What's going on?
I think I'm Spider-Man.
No. I would see you in that outfit.
That's not a cobweb, Rob.
What is it? A Rob-web?
It's a cum-web. Yeah, that's my superpower.
Coating things in jizz? I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, instead of spider webs coming out of my forearms, it comes out of my dick. Oh. I have to come it out.
And it lands on your stomach.
I can only do one every 5 minutes. I need a break after I do it.
And it can make babies if it enters a vagina.
And it doesn't do any good because you eat it.
Oh, yeah. We already talked about
it. I can only do it into my own mouth.
Full circle. Wait,
that was
did you curl your spine?
That was a good volley.
Here we go.
I got so high the other day on pot and mushroom.
You want to let the whole thing play, or can I?
We can play it during the break.
That was just a teaser.
This is a teaser.
It's not what.
Just kidding. You can let this literal.
Let it go through like one chorus.
All right. You ever see the picture of the
ejaculation? Oh, I hate
excited.
Hey, really, James Hetfield did that one.
I ate my cup and I liked it. I liked it.
All right, so
wrap it up.
That's coming up next.
Although we just played half of it.
Yeah. It's not coming up next.
Thanks, Ron. But, yeah, no, that was it. But I never shot directly into my mouth, all right? I just tasted a little bit of it with my finger.
You need better aim then.
Was it like a deflection off your chest and then landed in your mouth? Or how did it happen?
No,
this isn't solid enough to deflect. It would have just stuck on his chest.
It was on my chest, and then I took a little bit off just to try it.
Oh. Did you get it directly off of that guy's lips? You did get it directly off those guys. This is me.
That dead Chippendales dance was right before he died.
We snowballed. We snowballed for a while. Thank you, Tita Cedar, in the chat room for saying what exactly I was thinking.
It's going to come up. It's also dirty saying that.
Okay.
I need a moment to collect that.
I think we should take a music break. How about that?
I approve. Sean, I brought the playlist. You know.
Today it's Sean's playlist. We're going to start out with Graf Orlok, and then move into
Graf.
Hold on, why is she laughing about that? What's so funny about Graf Orlok,
Noah?
Lock.
All right, a little Graf Orlok with you.
We're going to start out with a little Graf Orlok. Move on to some lovely Magruder grind right here on the Metal Injection Livecast. We'll see you back here in a few moments.
Treat fat people and leave them on the street.
Before we ran over them.
It doesn't matter whether they were dead or not. God damn it! Every time you leave a corpse on the street, I have to get these forensic coroner guys to come in to see what happened. Then I got to get detective shit. Then I got to get these forensic guys to stick them back in the fucking van.
Not normal corpses.
If I threw you out of a speeding ice truck and then ran over your head, you wouldn't be normal either.
This is Chuck Landington. After a week off, your hosts have 7 days worth of entertainment sperm built up in their comedic testicles. So be prepared to take a 2-hour cum shot of laughter. All over your face, the Metal Injection live cast returns. Now.
I know it only felt like 20 minutes, but yep, that was 7 days, that music break. According to Bland.
Usually Sean's music breaks are quick, but this one was long.
I was sitting here the whole time. I didn't even leave, so.
Hence the beard.
True.
It's a very good band, hence the beard.
I think they're on Ferret. Right off the bat, we have a caller in the 203.
I think that's Colin.
Is it? 203 is Colin? Yeah, I guess that sounds familiar. Colin, is that you?
Yep.
Oh. What's up, Colin? How's it going? Did anything interesting happen this week? You have 10 seconds.
Wrap it up.
Nothing.
So, oh, man.
All right.
Thanks a lot, Colin.
What that was? Yeah.
That was Colin. That was our call and listener.
He just calls to listen to the show through the phone.
Yeah, there's many ways to listen online or on the phone by just calling 646-929-1357. You could pretend to be on a call, but you're really just listening to us.
Or maybe he calls to test the phone lines because he's the Colin call center.
Mm.
And then we never pick it up.
Colin should be our call screener. You should be the guy.
If only there was a way.
Once again, our number is 646-929-1357. I was in the other room. What did I miss during the break, guys? What were you guys talking about?
Noah was drinking her disgusting protein shake.
Pizza was discussed.
Oh, that's right. We did discuss getting pizza, but we never got it.
Because we left. Where the Bruno peed on your bed.
Yeah, that's why I was in the other room.
Your parents disowned you.
I took a dump in your inside pillow.
That was in the last hour?
Lonnie got the text message.
Sid knocked up your daughter. I guess.
Oh, a daughter? Oh, no.
Whoa, wait a minute. I have a daughter?
Sid traveled into the future.
And soon you're going to have a granddaughter, apparently.
A future that will never exist.
Yeah. Now that Sid ruined it.
Wait, what?
Ruined. You violated his daughter.
Yeah.
So what did I ruin?
And grandpa.
Well, Mammoth Commander says I'm not the father, so it's cool.
He was from Maury Povich.
That's what I was doing this morning. This morning I was watching Maury Povich.
About like a father? What were you watching about?
Yeah, it was about like paternity tests and stuff.
It's always about the same thing every day.
No, sometimes he has the tranny pageants.
Right. They're reruns from 1997.
I was going to say, like, he's been on for like 20 years now, and there's five topics that he covers.
Five?
Or three?
Two.
But they're kind of the greatest topics ever.
Well, sometimes he does 12-year-olds that dress too sexy.
Yes, true.
On Sweeps Week. That's what he says.
We have someone scared of, like, cotton balls and then have the dude put on a whole cotton ball suit and come in.
Does that really happen?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Probably pulled up on YouTube.
Who's afraid of cotton balls?
And broad on the show.
It's a weird thing to be afraid of.
We need somebody afraid of mayonnaise. Deathly afraid.
Who? Anyone I know?
No.
Well, yeah. Rob, you're afraid of soap.
You?
I'm green. I keep it green. I'm more environmentally conscious.
James Hetfield, you are not the father.
Oh, yeah! Speaking of which, Cancer Scare sent us a new chic parody.
I think he's going to just have to become our audio department.
Yeah.
He calls this one Between the Shlomo and Chic.
Yeah.
This was a pretty good one.
What is that, a parody of the title?
Between the Buried and Me?
Oh.
The words are so close.
It's a stretch.
Well, you'll know in a minute. Shlomo, do you listen to music?
Yes.
You sure?
Yes.
Would you like to get a free CD?
No.
Fuck the free CD! Beat the fuck out of him and suplex him, put him in the camel clutch, break his back, and fuck his ass, and make him on the. I said, I'll fuck his ass with my dick. I said, I'm going to fuck his ass with a beer bottle.
Button.
Fantastic.
Slow-mo trainer, slow-mo trainer. Slow-mo.
Fantastic.
Please send him a free CD.
I think we need to give him something
for Christmas.
No, we're going to send him a T-shirt.
Yeah.
For the end of year awards, instead of having a best fan submitted song parody category, we should have a best fan submitted song parody category and then a best cancer scare song. He should get his own category. He's so prolific.
Why don't you put him in the Hall of Fame?
We should. We should.
We should create a cancer scare wing.
Wait, don't we have to die for that?
Yeah.
No.
No.
Noah's not that familiar with Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Right.
She just knows about the Hall of Fame.
Hey-o.
That was a dirty joke.
That's right. I'll be here all week. Tip your waitresses.
Our number is 1-646-929.
Thank you for that one.
Thanks,
Mom.
Casper over here in the chat saying he's having trouble calling in. 646-929-1357.
Okay, I think the issue was we saw his number, just that we didn't pick up right away. So they might have to wait for they start.
Was that the issue? Here you go.
I got signal and I pressed the number. What does that mean? Oh, and it just goes the number you don't. Does not exist. Yeah. So he didn't call in.
Oh.
No idea. Casper, are you in another country? You have to dial a country code of 1.
Yeah, I think he is in another
country. Look down when you're pushing the buttons. Look at what you're pushing.
Because he said it was like 2-something a.m. where he was.
And he has 2 A's in his last name next to each other.
He's drunk.
Oh, he is in Denmark. He is in Denmark. You know what they say about those Danish.
Something's right Danish in Denmark?
Eat at Denny's.
That's where Denny's comes from, right? Denmark.
No.
No?
Wah, wah, wah.
Where's my Price is Right bell?
You do get you do get a free moon over Miami plate for that reference to Dennis.
By the way,
we wrap up that joke.
We're still giving away Primal Fear tickets. We got a pair of Primal Fear. And what was that other band? Desdemon.
I think we have a caller right now who probably would want those tickets.
Is that so?
I would assume.
Let's check. Shlomo, are you there?
Yes, I am. I was calling and I was reading again and again and again and never answering.
I would keep on calling
and never answering. I was like holding a line for at least 50 minutes. 50 minutes or so.
Shlomo, you're shot out of a can.
I was reading on the line for 50 minutes at least while you're answering calls and me just. La 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 la. Okay, let me take on Facebook and stuff. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I am upset.
Shlomo, you.
Yes, I am upset.
Shlomo,
oh, yes.
I decided to wait on the phone. Seriously.
Yeah, like, what
are
you
going to
prevent you from doing?
No. I mean, I had to tell him, and I say, hello, I'm Fidi. Fidi could be answering me, Rob. Rob said, I'm going to talk to you with Rob and Noah and whatever.
Up, why don't you calm down,
practice
okay.
Your ramen.
Ask me a Hebrew song. Called Rabbi Nachman.
Okay.
Rabbi Nachman. Yes.
Shlomo Choina.
Yes.
Do you want to win a pair of tickets to Primal Fear?
Okay.
Sure.
Will you go? Will you go?
Okay. It's in Brooklyn, sure.
No, it's in
Manhattan. New York. Okay, sure.
Sure? Will your mom go?
Sure.
She Ma? Will.
He's calling you, sir.
I'm going to try to find one for you.
Oh.
We have to have your mom's permission. Like, we need...
Okay. Okay. I'm gonna do it right now.
And she has to say yes.
Okay. Ma. Could I go to concert time off here? This is my ma.
Is it not? Is it on Shabbos? You can't go on Shabbos.
Which date is it?
It's on May 20th. Let's see what date.
It's during the week.
It's a Thursday.
Yep, it's a Thursday.
It's a Thursday.
So, with me, ma. This is your mother.
Hello. Right. Hello. Who am I talking to?
Hi, you're talking to the Metal Injection Livecast.
Hi.
This is a radio program.
Michelle Turner, yeah.
Hi, how are you? Michelle, is it?
That's my name, yes.
We're trying to give away, and you're Shlomo's mother?
I am.
We're trying to give away.
You're looking at me, right?
You're on the radio. Hi, everybody.
Well, I actually listen to 109.1.
Don't mention our competitors.
We can't talk about that. I'm sorry.
We're going to have to bleep that out.
Not your fault.
Oh, bleep that. I'm sorry. No, okay, yeah. So I'm Shlomo's mother, and he listens. This is like Metal Station or something?
Yes. Well, we have a metal show. After us, there's a Jewish public affairs program.
Oh, okay.
We're on 92.7.
Okay. Oh, that used to be a different station. What station is it now?
What station is what? The one that used to be the rock station is now like a Black Israelite public affairs station.
Really? How about that?
WINJ.
Uh-huh. Okay. Right.
2 points. WINJ. See. So, what we're trying to do is your son won a contest.
For concert.
Okay.
Yeah, concert tickets. But since he's 17, we have to get the parents' permission.
What night? Is it Thursday night?
It's definitely not Shabbos.
Okay, well, as long as it's not Shabbos, then is it two tickets or one?
It's two tickets.
Okay.
The band Primal Fear. Mm-hmm. They're a lovely band.
Fear. Have I ever heard of them?
No,
there are two Jews. What I heard.
What is that? What did you say?
They're a European band.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I believe some of them are from Israel. I'm not sure.
Okay.
It's a great band.
Know.
So, thank you a lot to go?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mazel tov. All right.
Mazel tov. You got a winner.
Right. We have a winner. Thank you, Mrs. Choina.
It's my pleasure. All right, sir, no problem. Be a mentor.
Thank you very much.
Okay, hello?
Mr.
Hello?
Joyner. All right. Hey.
Primal Shlomo.
Yes. Primal Shlomo.
Remember this day. It'll go down in the
I can. His mother's now tuning in 92.7. I don't know. I heard it was W-I-N-J. I heard it. Did you hear it? Well, all right. Shlomo, you won the tickets. Congratulations, Shlomo. Are you excited?
Okay. Yeah.
All right, Shlomo. We have a few other callers that we have to take, so we're going to have to let you go. All right.
So, but listen to you. I'm listening to you, and yet not listening to you.
Okay.
Tom, how do you
No, I know. I'll send you a message confirming that you won the tickets. Okay, Shlomo?
Okay. Rob?
Yes.
Accept my Facebook friend, because I sent you a friend request.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'll totally be your friend on Metal Injection. All right, so we have a few other callers. I love. Did you hear? We have to play that back at some point. But she was like singing just like him. This is Michelle Choina. Michelle Choina. That was phenomenal. I want to hear that. Like between the Baron and me. Right? We got his mom online.
That was
that
pretty awesome.
Totally went in the right direction. Michelle Choina.
Unbelievable.
All right. He should take her to the show. 260.
Next week you can get his moil.
Peter and Darren had the same moil. They live close to each other.
Possible.
I didn't have a moil, remember?
Well, he might have been a Moyle in his previous career, and that's why he carried
You mean my doctor was a Moyle before?
A slow Moyle.
Well, yeah, he was an Orthodox Jew, my
there
doctor.
There you go.
I like that.
260.
Wait, for the one Goyim in the room, what are the Moyles?
A Moyle is a rabbi whose function is to cut the foreskin off in a bris, like the ceremony.
Oh. Yes.
But I had my circumcision when I was 30, so I didn't. I had it in a hospital, but he could have been a Moyle previously.
Did they pray for you while you were on the bed?
We all prayed for you.
It was very secular, my whole life, except that my doctor wore a kippie. Honest to God, true.
And the slip-out jacket.
A kippie would be a yarmulke. All right.
260.
That wasn't a joke, by the way.
You're on the line. 260. Are you there?
Yeah. Hey.
What's your name? Where are you from?
This is Luke from Indiana.
Oh, it's up, Luke from Indiana. I believe you've called in before.
This guy's a real live wire.
Settle down, Luke. I mean, I know you're excited. But what's up? Why are you calling in?
Have you guys done Thresher or Trash yet? I haven't been listening. Or are you going to?
That's you,
are you
man.
Going
well,
to?
We're glad we can help you out. Oh, it's a customer support call. No, we have not done Thresher or Thresher yet. I don't know. We should do it.
Rob,
he's
looking for the minutes of the show. you can just brief him.
Have we been logging? Well, Shlomo called in, and we got his mom on the phone. That's pretty much the most eventful thing that happened here. But we will be doing it a little later, and we'll be taking requests from the chat.
Is there a band that you wanted to submit?
Is there a band? Yes.
Yeah, I had three, actually, but...
Well, you got to keep tuning in when we do it. You got to call back.
Okay.
I don't know. All right.
One of them right now?
No. We'll do it later. All right. Thanks a lot. We'll see you soon.
Trash it.
Oh, we lost the call.
Oh. Number 646-929-1357.
That was Michelle Troina calling in. She had a vamp for Trash it.
I want you to do teetle, teetle, teetle.
Wow, I'm so in shock.
I like how she was like, oh, is it on Shabbat?
Yeah,
first question,
one.
Yeah. Ridiculous. Oh, my gosh.
I heard you playing that teetle, teetle, teetle on the 92.7 there.
What are the odds that the intro Blandy next week is in the female voice as Shlomo's mom?
That could be a possibility.
I think that has to happen.
Michelle Troy, then.
Does he have a dad, do we know? Does he have a dad?
So.
Yes, and he emailed me and told me that his dad used to play bluegrass music.
Shlomo, if you're listening, we will put you back on the air tonight if you could get your dad on the phone with us.
To play some bluegrass for us.
Or to just talk about his interests and the path that led him to Hashem, if you will.
His thoughts on Havilah bars.
I think we all know.
Isn't it Havilah?
I have no idea.
It's not Havilah.
It's a hell of a bar.
Do you prefer crackles? It's totally different. Sorry.
Just so you
Do you know what halva is, Sean?
I have no clue.
It's so
I just tuned out for the last 30 seconds.
Would you rather let us talk about wrestling?
Darren, just so you know, a couple days after last week's show, I was at a convenience store and I saw those jelly rings.
Oh, the jelly
rings? And I almost doubled over on the floor.
Don't they sell those individually?
Wait, what jelly rings?
The way he asked Shlomo if he likes those kosher jelly rings. So I was like, actually, I don't like jelly beans. And I just heard that in my head when I was at the store and I lost it. I had to walk out.
I saw a brand of, I was in the supermarket, I saw a brand of kosher soy sauce. It's called Soy Vey. I thought I'm going to buy one just to bring it here.
That is fantastic.
260, we're on the line again with 260?
I guess so.
260.
Hello.
260.
Yeah, I was just listening. Yeah.
Cool.
You're on with 92.7
WINJ. I'm listening through the phone. You don't have to talk to me again.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I see. Got it.
We got a new
All right, 452.
I do not recognize this number.
This is a new number.
He's on the brink of doing something really bad.
452.
Not as long as he's on the phone.
Keep on.
Yeah,
that's a lifeline right there.
We have his number. We'll call the cops if we lose him. 452, you're on
really
the live
cast.
We won't
really
know.
No,
452, you're on the live cast. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Ooh.
Wrap it
Whoa.
Up.
No wonder that guy's depressed on the line.
452. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hello, it's me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hello, it's Casper.
Oh, it's Casper. Wow.
Hey, what's up?
All right, Casper. So you're calling from Denmark?
Yeah, I finally got through.
Wow.
What time is it over there? 2 o'clock or something?
Yeah, it's like 3:22.
Wow.
What are you doing up?
I'm drunk out of my skull.
Yeah. What day is it over there? Is it Wednesday?
It's Thursday. Yeah.
Do you like work or anything?
Nope.
And employed?
How old are you, Casper?
I want to move to Denmark.
I'm 20.
Nice. So what do you do to support yourself if you don't work?
Go to school.
Oh, all right. So you're on the parents' dime then.
Yeah.
He just goes to schools. He doesn't go to school.
Good gig.
So, what are you studying to be?
Nothing really yet.
Just hanging out.
Yeah, just hang out. Yeah.
Right, that's
kind
cool.
Of school we call 14th grade, Kingsborough.
Yeah. I know.
Liberal arts. So wait, how did you find out about us all the way in Denmark? Google.
Through megaslots.net.
Megaslots.gov. All right, that's cool. Awesome. That's great. Is there a metal scene in Denmark? Are there any cool metal bands?
Yeah, there is actually. Have you do you know about Ildisposed?
Indisposed?
Ildisposed.
Ill-disposed?
Yeah, in one word.
I don't know, but I think this might be a good time to start.
Trash it or trash it.
Trash it or trash it.
No, say it sexily.
Trash it or trash it.
Trash it or trash it.
All right, so ill-disposed.
Yeah.
Are you friends with these guys? Do you know these guys? Or it's just like a band that you're into?
It's a band I know. I don't know if they have a MySpace or anything.
They do. I am on it.
You're on it?
Yeah. Do you have like a favorite song? Like, do they have a popular song?
Wait a minute. I'm entering it in a second.
I like the way this guy sounds.
I think it's going to be Like Cancer.
That's one of their song titles, Like Cancer. I think we should go with that one. Let's play Like Cancer.
Just anything.
Mm-mm, delicious.
Oh, that sounds pretty good so far. Now it's time for vocals. Will the vocals make it or break it?
Oh. So far, great. I mean, his vocals usually slow down.
That album cover is terrible.
Doesn't kill it for me.
It loses a few points. The recording quality of his voice doesn't
matter. Yeah, like, it sounds like it was recorded like 5 months after the rest of the music was recorded and like in a crappier studio.
Doesn't mesh well.
Not
bad.
I like the music though.
Yeah, me too.
I like
thrash. The band a lot. I'll say thrash.
Ill-disposed? What about everyone? Sean?
Thrash.
Lonnie, what do you think?
Thrash it.
We thrash it.
Cool.
Vocals could be a little better.
What does that band win for that?
They don't win anything. They win exposure on the Metal Injection.
They win a date. They win a date with Shlomo's mom.
Oh boy.
Next time
that's the only reason I'm here.
I have another band. If you want to hear.
Sure. Also from Denmark.
Also from Denmark.
Sure. Denmark, yeah. Only. Why not? Let's do it.
It's called Dawn of Demise.
Dawn of Demise?
Dawn of Demise.
I think it's actually Tom of Demise.
Wait, I'm sorry, what is it? Guys, come on.
Dawn of Demise.
Okay, yeah, Dawn of Demise. I think I might have heard
Dom Del Louise.
How many of our listeners get that? I truly wonder.
He's huge in Denmark.
He's huge and he's here.
Is he dead?
That's what happened.
All right, let's play.
Hate Takes Its Form.
Hate Takes Its Form. All right, let's do that. This is Dawn of Demise on the Metal Injection Live Show.
On 92.7.
W-I-N-J. These guys sound fierce.
They are fierce.
It's lost in the translation.
RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yes.
Rob likes that show.
I have seen it.
Look at their tour date.
No, Rob makes the IME and makes them to watch one episode.
You can, we'll talk about this.
Look at these two dates right here.
Uh-huh.
Where are they playing the first date?
The first date they're playing is in Pulisalaaret. Mitchell, Denmark. Post the music and let him pronounce. Oh, what is it?
Kulisalaaret.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Sort of like Shlomo talking.
Are they playing the very next day, Rob?
The very next night they're playing at Kansas City.
Yeah.
Kansas City. Yeah.
They're playing the Chuckle Hut in Kansas City, which is weird.
Cool. Well, I forgot. Do I thrash this or trash this? I guess I thrash it. I liked it. I wasn't bothered by it. It is thrashed.
It's very meh to me.
I'm into it. All right, Casper. We have a bunch of other callers since we started Thrasher to Trash It, so we're going to have to get going. But thanks a lot for calling in all the way from Denmark and listening and checking this out, dude.
And sober up before class.
Yeah. If you lie down, just don't lay on your back. You don't want to choke on your own vomit.
Right. Yeah, I know.
Why is there a sporting
my fault?
That was a sound clip from
Chicago. Stop checking sports.
I wasn't
points.
Checking it. It came.
All right, guys. Anyway.
It was a pop-up that just happened while I had a site on.
All right, thanks for
thanks
calling.
Thanks again, Casper. We're going to move on. Let's take the Skype caller. Skype caller.
Don't reveal where they're from.
I have no idea. 1-1-1-1-1-1-1.
Jerk.
Skype caller. Going once. Going twice.
Hello?
Hello. There we go. What's your name? Where are you from?
It's Luke again.
God damn it, man.
Calling from Skype?
Told him to call.
No. Hey, I just did Star 6-7 so that you guys would pick up because I didn't know if you would since I said I was just listening. But now you're doing Star 7 Treasures, so, yeah.
Well, we were... Oh, jeez. What a roundabout.
You tricked us.
Hang up on this guy right away.
He did get through, though. You got to credit him.
That was a good MacGyver way.
True. All right. So, Luke, what are the bands that you would like thrashed or trashed?
Denmark only. Remember, Denmark only.
That's the theme of this.
Well, have you heard of Amon Rain?
I thought you were going to say Amon
Amon. Never heard of him.
I have not
Amon
heard of
Rain.
Amon. How do you spell that?
A-M-A-R-N-A, rain. Like,
that's
not rain, like...
Say it again.
Luke, slow the fuck down.
A-M-A-R-N-A-R-E-I-G-N. I'm on the
road. All right.
I already trashed it.
Nothing.
No.
Luke.
No. Are there dragons on their cover art?
Hold on.
Wasn't that it, Rob?
No, that was a song title. I think it's... Wait.
And,
here we go. They're from Indianapolis?
Yeah.
All right.
They look like douches.
Are you from Indianapolis?
Yeah, he said he's from Indianapolis.
I thought you said Indiana.
No.
Sorry.
No, I'm from Indiana.
Well, I just assume it's the same thing. Luke, they both start with IMD, right?
Luke, we have your father on the line.
Don't fail me again. Because your name is Luke.
I was
correct.
Deceiver, the fight is over. The Fall or Into the Sky? Which one should we do?
The Fall is in all caps, if I may.
Deceiver. You should do Deceiver.
Deceiver. Here we go, Deceiver.
I'll dress your treasure.
Hi, the monorail.
Oh, you better be careful after you.
I've been waiting for you.
Oh.
Synchronized guitar playing.
Yeah, the craft core.
Mason's just kind
vocals
of off.
By Chester Bennington.
That guy's been for a while.
Isn't he? Chester Bennington?
He was in the Crank films.
He was?
Perhaps you think you're being treated unfairly.
Trash it.
Trash. I could just see one of their faces in the trash.
Sorry, you trashed that, Luke. What else you got?
Oh, I already hung up on him. We have another caller that's waiting.
All right, another caller. All right.
Don't fail me again.
Sorry, Luke.
801, you are on the Metal Detector Podcast. Who is this?
This is Eggers.
Oh, Eggers.
For the Thrasher or Trasher, I think I found the next Chelsea Grin.
Uh-oh.
All right. What's their name?
Check it out, band. It's just myspace.com/blindwitness.
Is there any triangle to the Charles Blind Guardian?
Wait, how can you be a blind witness? That's fucked up.
This does not sound familiar.
I don't remember Blind Witness. They are on the American Dream Tour. I didn't know Dusty Rhodes was promoting the tour. That was a wrestling reference for you, Sean.
I know.
That was for Sean specifically.
Sapphire's opening.
All right. So, which song should we go with?
I like your
the bottom one.
Backstreet. Oh my God! A Backstreet Boys cover.
Yep.
Oh,
trash
oh,
it. Wait, thrash it. I changed my mind.
Yeah. Did Eggers hang up? I guess he did.
The common man.
I like this. Someone should do a death metal cover of this.
It's just a common man. Oh, what do I ask for the Lord? He is the other. There is a tree.
It's not like I have to take a shit.
Fuck, man, the two of you should sit a man, right?
Death metal wrestling beat covers. I think it could work. But here's the Backstreet's bag. Why are we even playing?
You don't have to play it.
One of the dudes in the band looks a lot like Noah. Rob, are you seeing what I'm seeing?
Which one?
The fourth one?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Turn your computer door off.
I hope you get a craving now.
From far away, we look alike.
It's disturbing to go up.
In the vampire band coke now.
All right, that's a mega trash.
I say thrash it for the concept, but trash it for the execution.
I know where I saw that band. On that blog, Stuff You Will Hate. They talked about
it. Aha!
Sorry, I confused it with us.
Noah, are you still on the show, or are you hanging out with your dog?
What's going on there?
I was bored from that band, I guess.
No, this is a serious segment here.
I said Creepsylvania.
Creepsylvania. All right, we got a suggestion in the chat.
That means no with an H. I know, say it. I'm someone you can suck.
Thrash it or trash it.
What? Where the hell is that?
No, while you weren't paying attention, that pizza was delicious.
Yeah.
Damn.
You missed it.
How we get a damn and a
darn.
It's
Ghoul.
Damn darn.
They're like a band.
Oh.
Let's get a phone call.
They're like a real band. No, it's about unsigned bands. We can't do that.
Wait, why is your mother calling you?
And why does
she know that you're podcasting?
And why is the picture that pops up when your mother calls a picture of Al Bundy throwing a football?
That's just my default wallpaper.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I don't think I knew that.
That's weird, because when your mom calls me, it's a picture of Terry Garr.
I don't know.
What era of Terry Garr?
Like... Mr. Mom.
Okay, that's pretty good era of Terry Garr.
Yep.
You don't know who Terry Garr is, Rob?
No.
That's three more mentions of Terry Garr on this show than there should have ever been.
Oh, what's wrong with Terry Garr? That's four.
No one knows who she is but the three of us.
That's okay. Sean, do you know who Terry Garr is? That's five.
I don't know.
Four. Three. No one doesn't.
I'm just counting the mentions now.
So, can you guys shut up for a second while we get back to Thrasher Trasher? Thanks
a lot.
Problem.
First of all, I was trying to shut them up about Terry Garr.
And he's just sitting on.
Sure thing, Terry Garr.
Seven.
Terry Garr sounds like a Thundercat.
Eddie
Kim. Really think about it.
Eddie Kim was suggested. It's a YouTube page for a guy that makes death metal covers of popular songs.
Is he Asian?
He is Asian.
Of course.
Terry Garr, we got to meet Panthro by the old caverns.
I think he works in my IT department, this guy.
So we got a Justin Bieber song, a Kesha song, Lady Gaga's Telephone.
No.
Or Rihanna's Rude Boy in death metal.
Go with Rihanna.
Rihanna.
She's got a can on her.
And we've got a Kesha with her before.
It's actually kind of really funny. Like, if you know the original song, it takes pretty good.
Yeah.
It's better than
that. I've heard the TikTok one. That's actually not bad.
It's better than the Backstreet Boys one.
Yeah?
By a long shot.
He totally made it sound like a death metal song.
I thrash.
Let's hear the Lady Gaga and Beyonce telephone.
First of all, the original song of this sucks so bad.
Of what, Lady Gaga?
Yeah.
She shows her dick in the video, too.
they make a joke about her having a dick in the video.
About not having
really
a dick.
Sick.
Like, they bring her to jail, and they strip her naked, and she's like,
see your
the guard says, see, I told you she'd have a dick.
Well, now that she's famous, she has the money to have it sawn off finally.
Probably. I think she's an ugly woman.
It's in a mason jar in her face.
I don't know, that guy can sing.
So this is YouTube user Eddie Kim. That's the guy.
Pretty funny stuff.
Yeah, it's good.
It's pretty boring.
I think you should go back to doing my math homework for me.
I think it's more like if you hear one, you know, you heard them all.
Yeah.
That's a racist thing to say about Asian people to hear.
Yeah, they all sound the same.
You ever hear the Ken Lee song?
The what?
Ken Lee. You never heard Ken Lee?
Chun Lee?
No, this is great. This is a woman on some foreign version of American Idol.
Oh, singing. What's
her name? I can't live if living is without you, but she says Ken Lee. And it's all,
wait,
it's
no,
like, baba laba doo doo. Like, she just can't, pronounce the
word.
You got
find it?
I'll find it.
American Idol Denmark?
That's the Ken Lee song. It's Bulgarian Idol, actually. I got it.
Oh, my God.
I got it.
Say stop.
Oh, what's going on? I ain't got no sounds.
Hmm?
I'm playing it, buddy.
Say stop.
Rob keeps getting it and then losing it.
Yeah, this is a real song.
The chick sort of looks like Valerie Bertinelli, though.
What language is that? English.
All
right, here's another one recommended in the chat. Hester Prime.
Hester Prime.
That's a real band or whatever.
That is a signed band. Can you guys stop giving us signed bands?
Wait, we have a caller.
Oh, yeah, they're on Victory. Get out of here. That's probably Luke again.
Yeah. Well, if you're on Victory, you're signed for now. You never laugh.
Luke, you're there.
Yeah. I had one more band, but you guys hung up on me.
No, you hung up, liar.
Yeah.
Oh, I did? All right.
Quick, can I do one more band? Quick, what is it?
Enyo Falls. E-N-Y-O Falls.
What is Daniel Falls?
Daniel Falls? What's the first
Enyo
word?
Enyo Falls. E-N-Y-O.
Wait, what's
Falls?
Hold on, what's the first letter?
B is in boy.
E.
Is it B?
B-E-N-Y-O-F-A-L-L-S.
Ben Folds.
I think it's Benio
Falls.
Ben Folds
is signed.
Benoit Falls.
Dembo Balls.
Kill Daniel.
What is it, Shlomo on the line that we can't hear what he's saying?
There you go. Elephant.
Okay, did you say B as in boy?
E as in elephant.
E, see, it's E. E as in elephant. Okay.
Enyo.
Enyo.
What?
Enyo.
All right.
Luke. So much more fun now.
Luke, what is the second letter?
Is it like Benyo?
Sure,
can you pick him up, please?
Let's wrap it up, Luke.
Second letter. What's the second letter?
N, as in Nicholas.
Okay.
Luke, so is Enya Balls?
Yeah.
That's your go-to.
Wait,
word.
What?
Luke. Enya Balls?
Luke, I'd like to buy a vowel.
E-N, and then yo. Y O.
Enyo Balls or something.
Okay, Enyo.
Yeah.
Ace?
Balls. Enyo Falls.
Falls or balls?
Balls.
Enyo Balls.
I'm gonna
kick you in your balls.
I think he's got you.
I think it should be Enyo Balls. It's a much better.
No, is it balls?
He's just pranking you, Rob.
Yeah.
It's Enyo Falls.
I pee freely.
And you know where that song is? And your balls,
motherfucker!
Rob,
I got a band for you. It's called Owa Tade Kayam. Type that in.
They're Israeli.
All right, what song should we play? Three Ember, Circumference, or My Sacrifice? Is that a creep song?
Circumference.
Everyone says that. I'd say The Ember, probably. Or Circumference. I don't know.
It's only a demo, though.
Yeah, Circumference.
Circumference. Uh-oh.
They're from Butler, Indiana.
That's a good team, man.
It's a life
on
block.
Oh.
Somebody's
ringtone all of a sudden. It's been activated.
Lucas, do you really like the crap core?
They have a DJ. There's one of their band members is a DJ.
No, his name is DJ. he's the vocalist.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
The deep bass name vocalist.
The song isn't very good, so just listen to the Ember. That part isn't very good, so just listen to the Ember.
That's all they get, buddy.
Too much already.
Too much. What do you guys say? What do you guys say?
Trash.
Trash it.
I wasn't even paying attention.
Oh. Wow. Sean.
I spilled water.
That's not really obvious,
motherfucker.
Lonnie?
What I think is Enyo Balls. Wait, that sounds gross.
Yeah.
Never mind, take it back.
Wait,
so you didn't like it or you did like it?
Ooh, nice.
None of us liked it.
Everyone here didn't like it. I'll give it a mild threat. It wasn't terrible. It was better than
well,
another band.
For Amarna Rainey, the guys didn't even wait till the brutal part. What didn't you
we
guys like about Amarna Rain?
We couldn't make it to the brutal part, I'm sorry. But thank you for your submissions. We're gonna let you go. Thanks a lot, Luke. Have a good one. Let's go to one more. We'll do one more from the chat. One more Thrasher to Trash It. Someone got an unsigned band.
Slayer.
No.
I think that one's on copy and paste at home.
Towers of Veritas.
Tower of Burritos.
Veritas. Come on.
Veritas. It's just one word in the URL. I can't make things out. Carry the sweet confidence or for a liar. Which one should we do?
It sounds like a Christian band.
Let's go with confidence.
Oh, they got the Gollum vocals.
Let's hear that again.
One ring, two pies, and a hoe.
I kind of like that riff, though.
Yeah. This isn't bad.
I like the band.
The thing about this is, like, it's not original at all.
Yeah. The riff was all right. It's all right. Definitely
let's,
heavily
borrowed. Let's see if there's any other funny intros. He's always just... Oh, no. Oh, wait. All right, we have to get this next band. That Mammoth Commander just pasted in the Hooker Beating Experience.
He's been doing that, like, for 5 minutes, that same band.
Thrash it. Well, the experience.
Right, the song of the hooker.
Yeah, no, you see.
I know you're feeling this because it's the truth that's on the heart.
Derek, I told you to turn your sound off. Or turn off your playlist.
I don't even know where this came from.
It's hard to make them pop this. They say it's impossible for a nigga like me.
Oh, that's them. They just have an autoplay going. Hold on, let's play it.
It said Mammoth Commander in there.
I keep in this group.
Yeah, he says, yeah, I need the promotion.
Why is there an auto-playing song on this that I cannot stop? Oh, here it is.
Some web developer you are.
Figure it out. It's in some widget in a comment. God, fucking annoying as fuck. Moderate your comments, Mammoth Commander. Anyway, Deicidal Tendencies. I really like that title. So.
Good, I like it.
Is that it?
That reminds me of a band name. I wanted to name a band, Morbid D'Angelo.
Is this it, buddy? It
sounds like
static. Maybe play the new song. What the? The one that says new song in all caps with the exclamation point.
Let's do this one. The full title of the band is Vince Shlomi Hooker Beating Experience.
Where did we hear that before? That's
Someone, I think we thrashed this.
Isn't
before.
That name, that's the guy, that's the ShamWow guy.
Yeah, Vince whatever, I don't know his last name, but yeah. And he beat a hooker.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. Well then, that's that. That concludes this edition of
Thrash It or Trash It.
Thrash It or Trash It.
Thrash It or Trash It.
No, say it sexually.
Thrash It or Trash It.
We should have asked.
Thrash It or Trash It.
Sorry, there. We should have asked Shlomo's mom to allow him to go and say that sexually.
Shlomo's holding right now. He might actually have his dad.
Why can't his mom play Thrash It or Trash It?
She should recommend some meds to us. She doesn't know anything.
By the way, before we go on, I do want to go on record and say that Mammoth Commander one, I'll thrash it. I will. I always like to joke grind bands.
Well, that makes one of us.
It's true.
One out of five.
So the whole room's against me, but I'll take it.
No, I like the grind bands.
It's Sean's fourth and last podcast tonight.
Yeah, say this is Sean's farewell cast. All right, let's get Shlomo online as we are about to wrap things up. Shlomo,
China.
Yeah, hello.
What's up?
Will anybody from Melon just be by there?
You can have a baguette.
I know. I think
will anybody be from Melon Jackson be there?
Would you like to get a free CD?
No. Hello?
Wait, what were you asking?
Will anybody from the live cast be by the concert?
Will anybody from the live cast be at the concert?
Yeah.
Well,
not if you're there. We're gonna run out.
Noah was thinking about it, but I don't think she can make it now.
Turn your mic off.
It's actually on Shabbos.
Yeah. You both of you won't be there.
No, it's not. We're joking here, man.
It's a Thursday.
What?
It's a Thursday.
Wait, are you
didn't hear
Shabbos was moved to Thursday this week.
All right, we got another caller. Thanks for calling in, Shlomobile. 937, you're on the Metal Injection Livecast. What is your name? Where are you from?
Oh, I was actually just calling to listen for a few minutes. I'm on my cigarette break at work, but if you put me on, I'll talk to you. I don't give a shit.
Cool. What's your name?
Barry.
What's up, Barry? Where are you from?
Ohio.
Cool.
Yeah.
So what is your cigarette break from? I can't even say it.
I work in a warehouse.
What kind of warehouse?
I don't want to say.
Wait, is Guillermo the manager of your warehouse?
No. Actually, I'm the supervisor.
All right. So why are you blasting the live cast to the warehouse, expanding our listenership base?
I don't know. I suck.
All
not
right,
that
fair.
Dedicated. Listen.
Fair enough. Fair enough. So wait. Are you a long-time listener? Or you just can't make it tonight because you're working?
I always listen to the archive. I've been listening probably since around the time of Michael, you my nigga. Whatever that
all
was.
All right.
So,
cool. That's awesome.
Yeah, you guys are funny.
All right, cool. Well, thanks a lot for listening. We're gonna let you continue to listen in peace. We'll stop bothering you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, man. Have a good one. 801, calling back. Let's see what he got this time. 801, what's up?
Hey, guys. I know I'm late, but the thing is, I found the perfect band for a Thrash It or Trash It.
It's over, man.
Well, the perfect band to hate, because I bet you guys will hate it. It's Hester Prynne, and I'll spell it out for you. Or
yeah,
if you don't want to...
They're a signed band, so we don't want to do unsigned bands.
It's Hester Prynne. God damn it.
Oh, No.
The Scarlet Letter?
Oh, no!
Let's wrap it up.
Wrap him up.
Sean wants you to wrap it up.
In 5, 4, 3.
All right.
We are going to have to wrap it up because we're almost done.
Wow. 2 hours flies by when...
Your name, babies.
What?
Wrap it up.
I think I'm trying to figure that out.
It's fine. Sean, you're working on that condom sponsorship?
Okay.
Trojan, give him a call.
Rob, you were the one trying to get free dildos about 5 minutes ago.
I was just inquiring what kind of services that
were.
No,
sure, that was the goal, yeah.
Look, I like free things as much as the next guy, but I don't need another dildo.
Could you say that more clearly one more time, Rob, so
no.
We can drop out of it?
No.
God damn it.
I'll get it.
What else we got as we digress off the air on this lovely May Day?
It's not what digress means.
He's trying.
I'm thinking.
We have one more caller.
Do we? 323.
Hello? 323.
Hello. What's your name?
This is Johnny Orlando Jr. How are you guys?
Oh, cool. What's up, Johnny Orlando Jr.? Johnny Orlando Jr. came with us to the New England Metal Fest and did some interviews with us.
And I cannot wait for California Metal Fest this weekend, although it's not going to be the same without you guys.
Which of your suits will you be wearing to this event?
I think I'm going to wear the light brown one.
Are you going to do anything fancy with your hair?
I don't think I'm going to be too fancy with my hair, although you guys may meet Johnny Orlando Jr.
Oh, wonderful.
The spawn of Johnny Orlando Jr.
Awesome.
He may birth himself from my stomach, I'm not sure.
Well,
I'm just holding down the left coast for you guys. I just wanted to say this was an absolutely fantastic live cast. I was very fulfilled.
Did you listen to all of it, or did you just listen to the last?
No. I actually listened to through the Thrash It or Trash It, and as I was changing my jock strap, I kind of would stop back in and listen to various segments.
What were you doing too while we were playing?
Yeah, we were both adjusting our jock straps. It's very nice.
Thank God, someone's gotta.
Yeah, I feel that's something that.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I feel that's something that needs to have more attention brought to it. Adjusting your jock straps.
Haven't released the metal injection jock straps yet.
That's in production, actually.
Aren't you doing a benefit concert for jockstrap awareness soon coming?
Yes. Jockstrap Fest 2010.
Well, we are in 2010, so it is time for that.
It is time for that. It's time that we all accept that men wear jockstraps and we should know how to use them properly.
Yes. Consult a physician.
Pieces.
All right, cool. We're going to wrap things up. Thanks for calling in, Johnny.
Anytime, and I can't wait to see you guys again soon.
Ooh.
Oh, wow. It's a date.
Bye, guys.
All right, see you later. We're going to have that footage up in a few weeks. From the New Metal Fest.
Or months.
So sometime this decade.
If you want to see the footage from 3 weeks ago, be sure to tune in a few weeks from now.
Maybe in 2011.
2011 would be that's like 10,000 years from now.
15,000.
I was. Shut up.
You're like Rain Man.
Can we kick Darren off the show?
Can Sean
take Darren's spot? Could Sean be the Darren of the show?
This isn't like Survivor.
We're not in a TV.
Just give me a soundboard with sound effects.
You just need a laptop. You got one of those?
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Darren, you going to take this? Bullshit right here?
Darren.
I wasn't paying attention.
Darren, you're fine.
That only works for me, Darren.
All right. We're going to wrap things up. We're going to go. Maybe some final words from Shlomo before we go.
I still want his dad on the phone.
Yep.
Shlomo, any last words before we finish the show?
Okay. See you next week.
See you next week. That's fitting.
I'll see you next week.
Yeah, electric.
That's really all you have to say.
See you next week.
All right. See you next week, everybody.
Hope you won't be holding a movie on long time.
Yogi. All right, let's end the show with the Katy Perry parody since we didn't play that during the music break. So we're gonna end this.
Yeah.
Tune in next week when more shit happens that we do.
More audio shit happens.
I'll be here.
Yeah, Sean will unfortunately be here.
Aww.
Goodbye forever.
I got so high the other day on pot and mushroom. I thought it might be fun to say. I drank some Mandu. It's not what I'm used to. Just wanna have some fun. I'm curious. Cause just you drink ejaculation. I ate my cum and I liked it. Got a lemon turkey spice. I ate my cum just to try it. Got vitamins inside. It felt so warm. It looked so white. Watch the damn rush right. I ate my cup and I liked it. I liked it. I never do these things outdoors. Like Pee Wee Herman got tired of using dirty drawers to catch my vermin. I opened my mouth and demon flew inside. It's like hell burst through. But that's alright. I ate my cum and I liked it. Looks like fish washing liquid. I ate my cum to try it. Threw it on the stove and fried it. It felt so warm. It looked so white. Oh no. I ate my cup and I liked it. I liked it. My baby batter tastes so nice. I pour it on my pork fried rice. Some burger with some gum french fries. Too good to deny it. Ain't no big deal from my own dish. I ate my cum and I liked it. Everyone on the show should try it. I used to spank it to wipe it. Hope this girlfriend don't find it. It felt so warm, it looked so white. Boggle it at best time tonight. I ate my cum and I liked it. I liked it.
totally beat me to it. Good thing you're not. A bar mitzvah. A bar mitzvah on mosh rooms.
His voice was very cracky. Oh my God.
He's still on mosh rooms. That's why.
Hey, that's bad.
Lots of good times here on the Metal Injection Live, because we have a full house. We have DJ, we have Michelle, we have Stephanie.
That's so corny, right?
Yeah. The show full house.
Try again.
Uncle Jesse, remember?
Try again.
Cut it out.